Lesson last week, as we left off, we had established that God has always demanded men to revere and worship Him. In Leviticus 26 and verse 2, God says, "You shall keep my Sabbaths and reverence my sanctuary. I am the Lord." The promise given to Israel when they entered Canaan was that if they keep God's commandments, that they would be blessed. And if not, they would be cursed. We just heard a reading to that effect a moment ago, and we appreciate that very much, David. But the problem there was that the people sinned against God. As God promised, they were punished. Now, one of the greatest sins against God was a lack of respect for things that were holy. This attitude has always shown itself among men. And we noticed last week that the same is true today. Men transgress God's word by not having respect for it. Continuing on with from the subject where we left off last week, we noticed that people did not have respect for God's holy men in the Old Testament. In Judges 2, 16 and 17, notice, "Nevertheless, the Lord raised up judges to deliver them out of the hand of those who plundered them. Yet they would not listen to their judges, but they played the harlot with the other gods and bowed down to them. And then they quickly turned from the way in which their fathers walked in obeying the commands of the Lord. They did not do so." Now, that of course is under the old law, but many today do not have the proper respect for God's men. And last week we mentioned elders as being an example of such. Notice in Acts 20 and verse 28, Paul told the Ephesian elders, "Therefore, take heed to yourselves and to all the flock among which the Holy Spirit has made you overseers to shepherd the church of God, which he purchased with his own blood." Elders have a responsibility to oversee, to shepherd the church of God. In Hebrews chapter 13 and verse 17, the writer Paul says, "Obey those who have the rule over you and be submissive, for they watch out for your souls as those who must give an account." And this, of course, reflects the responsibility of elders towards a congregation. And it says, "Furthermore, let them do so with joy and not with grief, for that would be unprofitable for you." And certainly it is unprofitable if people are causing elders grief. And then we move our attention to Titus chapter 1, beginning with verse 9, where he talks about the qualification of elders. He says, "Hold fast the faithful word which he has been taught, that he may be able by sound doctrine both to exhort and convict those who contradict. For there are many insubordinate, both idle talkers and deceivers, and especially those of the circumcision, whose mouths must be stopped, who subvert whole households, teaching things which they ought not for the sake of dishonest gain." So we see that the lack of respect for God's men in the first century, it goes right on into today. And along with elders, we also notice that preachers are part of God's people, are part of God's men, I should say. In 2 Timothy 4, Paul, addressing the young gospel preacher Timothy in the second epistle, the fourth chapter, verse 2, says, "Preach the word. Be ready in season, out of season, convince, rebuke, and exhort with all longsuffering and doctrine, that for you know the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine, but according to their own desires, because they have itching ears, they will heap up for themselves teachers, and turn away their ears from the truth, and be turned aside unto fables. Preachers have a responsibility to preach the word, whether people like it or don't like it, whether it's convenient or inconvenient. You expect a preacher to convince and rebuke and exhort, and to do so with all long suffering. Now, notice in Titus that Titus was also a preacher. In Titus chapter 2 and verse 15, listen to what Paul said to him now. He said, "Speak these things, exhort and rebuke with all authority. Let no one despise you." Notice, people weren't respecting God's men the way they should. And he says, don't let anyone despise you. In Titus 1 and verse 3, we read, "But in due times manifested his word through preaching." God manifesting the word through preaching, "which was committed to me according to the commandment of our God and our Savior." But they not only didn't have respect for God's men, we find out that they didn't have respect for God's worship. And we've been talking about that on Sunday morning and had a good study thus far on it, and still going. But I want you to notice in 1 Samuel chapter 2. In 1 Samuel chapter 2, beginning in verse 13, that the priest's custom with the people was that when any man offered a sacrifice, the priest's servant would come with a three-pronged flesh hook in his hand while the meat was boiling. Then he would thrust it into the pan or kettle or cauldron or pot, and the priest would take for himself all that the flesh hook brought up. So they did in Shiloh to all the Israelites who came there. Also, before they burned the fat, the priest's servants would come and say to the man who sacrificed, "Give me meat for roasting to the priest, for he will not take boiled meat from you, but raw." And if the man said to him, "They should really burn the fat first, then you may take as much as your heart desires," he would then answer him, "No, but you must give it now. And, if not, I will take it by force. Therefore, the sin of the young men was very great before the Lord." Now notice, "For the men abhorred the offering of the Lord." They didn't have respect for worshiping God. That's what we just said. Now, in 1 Samuel chapter 4 and beginning verse 3, people had come into the camp, and the elders of Israel said, "Why has the Lord defeated us today before the Philistines? Let us bring the Ark of the Covenant from Shiloh to us, that when it comes among us, we may save us from the hand of our enemies." So the people sent to Shiloh that they might bring from there the Ark of the Covenant of the Lord of Hosts, who dwells between the cherubim. And the two sons of Eli, we talked about them last week, remember, the two sons of Eli, Hophni and Phinehas, were there with the Ark of the Covenant. And when the Ark of the Covenant of the Lord came into the camp, all Israel shouted so loudly that the earth shook. Now, when the Philistines heard the noise of the shout, they said, "What does this sound of this great shout in the camp of the Hebrews mean?" Then they understood the Ark of the Lord had come into the camp. So the Philistines were afraid. And they said, "God has come into the camp." And they said, "Woe to us, for such a thing has never happened before. Woe to us. Who will deliver us from the hand of these mighty gods? These are the gods that struck the Egyptians with all the plagues in the wilderness. Be strong and conduct yourselves like men, you Philistines, that you do not become become servants of the Hebrews as they have been to you. Conduct yourselves like men and fight." Now listen, Philistines fought and Israel was defeated. And every man fled to his own tent. There was a great slaughter, and there fell of Israel 30,000 foot soldiers. And the Ark of God was captured. and the two sons of Eli, the high priest, Hophni and Phinehas, died. Now, these are the fellows who are responsible for all this action that was going on, which we're reading about in 1 Samuel 2. But they died. Now, let's look at today. Many show little respect for worship. In fact, some have even made a statement that worship ought to be a part of it. This came from a fellow called himself a gospel preacher by the name of Phillips in Nashville, Tennessee. Now, what else did he include in this? Well, of course, what he's in